Nadar and Perkvav, Mishnah Yud. Mina Kruv, a person makes a neder not to have Kruv, which is normally cabbage. Also Ispargus. It's also for him to have asparagus. Sounds like asparagus. It's something in the cabbage family, and that's why when people would refer to Kruv then, it was referring to asparagus. Min Ispargus, Mutter Bakruv. But on the other way around, if he makes a neder not having asparagus, he can have cabbage, because only meant asparagus. Min HaGrisim. Grisim is grits, like cut up little chips of wheat. Aser min ha-mikpa, so it's asered him to have mikpa. Mikpa is like pottage, porridge, I'm not sure. It's like when they would use grits and make it into some type of dish with water, I guess. Because when they say grisim, people are also referring to, when they say grits, they're referring to the little porridge that they make out of grits. Rabbi Yossi mater, however Rabbi Yossi maters it, because if you would make porridge out of grits, the Rav explains, you would call it a porridge of grits. Where they translate a pottage of grits. I never heard of that word, but there's a word called pottage. Min ha-mikpa, but if it's the other way around, if it makes a neder not to have the porridge pottage, mutter ba-grisin. It's mutter for him to have just grits by themselves. Min ha-mikpa, osur ba-shum. But if he makes a neder not to have this mikpa, he's osur to have shum. He's osur to have garlic, because garlic was a big part of the actual mikpa dish, like the Rav points out. Rabbi Yossi mater. However, Rabbi Yossi mater is this. And the Rav says, in all these cases, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. But if the other way around, min ha-shum, if he makes a neder not to have shum, not to have garlic, mutter b'mikpa, then he can have the mikpa. Min ha-doshim, not to have lentils, if he makes a neder, aser ba-shishin. It's also for him to have the shells of the lentils, the psolus of that doshim. Rabbi Yossi mater, Rabbi Yossi mater is this. And like the Rav says, halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Min ha-shishim, if he makes a neder not to have the ha-shishim, the psolus, the leftover shell or whatever from the lentils, mutter ba-doshim. Then he's only referring to that, obviously, so he's able to have adoshim. Mishnah continues. Chita, chitim, so chita, when people just refer to wheat, just like that, like almost like a singular lashon, they're usually referring to baked bread. Chitim is referring to wheat that people would just eat separately. So when a person says chita, chitim, she'eni tom, he makes a neder not to have chita or chitim, aser ben ben kemach ben pas, whether it's flour, to eat it that way, or whether it's made into bread. Grease, greasin, she'eni tom. Uses the double lashon by grisim. Also ben bein chayin, bein muvushalam, whether they are raw, whether they are cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, koinim gris o chita sheni tom. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a person makes koinim on gris or chita, so there, like we've said, the lashon chita is usually referring, wheat is referring to just bread, when he uses that lashon in a singular. Mutter lakos chayim, he's mutter to chew on it raw.